You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with my personal favorite guest. I guess I shouldn't say that and let it get recorded, but gosh darn it, I mean it. Bruce Turkell is here. We're talking, he's the author of All About Them. It's one of the precepts that I actually do my entire life with, and you hear me end my spectrum ads with "It's all about you." I got that from Bruce. Bruce is here. He's talking about how you can be anything you want with the use of technology and the modern way of doing business. Bruce, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim. So let me tell you how you can do anything you want with modern technology. I'm on your radio show. My iPad and my phone are in front of me. I just got a text from my wife that says, "You sound great. Very interesting show. You're amazing." So what do I want in life? I want to be a perfect husband, right? So here I'm using technology. My wife is driving along. She gets to hear my voice. She's happy. She makes me feel good. I love you, sweetheart, and I hope I make her feel good. It's all using technology to be who you want to be.
Yeah, you know, and that's what it is. It's all about creating that. We do a lot of the radio show. The radio show, what do I use the radio show for? The radio show is a content creation vehicle that helps me project who I am and what I believe in and what I like to the people that I know and to the people that I want to get to know. And if people want to get to know me, all they have to do is Google Jim Freed, and there it is. It all rolls out, all 425 episodes, all my blogs. Hey, if you want to know something, you could see right through me. And I think transparency is something that's real important today in the business world.
Well, transparency, not only is it important, it's one of those things now that you might as well accept because there's no way around it. It used to be you could try to hide something. But today, with these magical devices that we all carry in our pockets that have access to everything, I'm talking about a smartphone, by the way, there's no information out there that people can't find if they choose to. So being personal, as we talked about earlier, and being transparent sets you up to build strong relationships with the people you want to do business with.
You know, I'm putting together the ShowViv Live event that's going to go on next week. We're going to have a two-hour live broadcast from the Sacred Space. Regan will be manning the show here, and I'll have the team out there with me. We'll be doing the live broadcast. And what I have found is that as I go and talk to the people in my world and invite them to the event, ask them to buy tickets, ask them to be sponsors, the response that I'm getting is just what you predicted. Is that they want to thank me, and I'm not really looking for this, but some of them, most of them, all of them, when they sponsor, when they buy a ticket, when they donate, they tell me they're doing it, and they tell me that they're doing it because of what they've watched and how real it is and how wonderful it is. And I'm building my business relationships with them, and I've already gotten people that are sponsors, I've gotten deals for them from other sponsors. It's really an amazing thing to watch. And Bruce, you're right on.
Well, part of the important thing, of course, is to let them thank you. I know you don't do it for that reason, and I know you, and you don't want them to do that, and it makes you uncomfortable. However, people need to be able to thank you. If you make a difference in their life, if you do something for them, you have to honor their desire and their interest in showing you the respect of saying thank you.
I work very hard to do that, and in fact, it's one of the ways that I deal with people on Twitter and social media and emails. A lot of times I noticed that I was always going, you know, they go, "Thank you, really enjoy that." And sometimes they don't want a rejoinder. Sometimes they don't need one. Sometimes you got to let them have the last word on the social media or on the email. Because I've always, I used to not necessarily do that. And then I became conscious of the fact that I needed to do that to allow them to express themselves because it's important to them and to actually, receive the energy that they were working to give to me. Being a receiver is sometimes more important than being the giver.
Just remember what the Beatles said at the end of Abbey Road. "And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make."
Where do you come up with this stuff?
I use Evernote and I write them down when I see
them. You're too funny. You're too funny. You know, I'm going to start crying if you keep on rolling this stuff at me.
But here's the important thing that I want to get across. And this is what we promised people. And then we've started having our mushy stuff. But
yeah, go ahead.
The idea that technology today allows you to do anything. It used to be that when I would meet with potential clients, with clients, they wanted to do something, a commercial, they wanted to, I don't know, do a radio spot. Whatever they wanted to do, they couldn't afford to, because communication used to be in one direction. Companies could talk to consumers. Consumers could not talk to companies. If a company ran an ad and about a product and you bought the product and you were unhappy with it, really the only thing you could do was write them a letter, which didn't do very much. But today, because internet technology has been democratized, because software has become ubiquitous, you can do anything.
Yeah, but the one thing you can't do is hide who you are. You know, before you walk in the room, the person's going to know who you are and know pretty much everything about you. I know that certain people I can't email right now because they're in Europe. How do I know? Because I see them on Facebook or I see their Instagram posts. I had a client today who I'm doing business with, and he was driving back from Orlando on the road in this nasty weather we were having, and he goes to me, "Jimmy, what's going on?" And I go, "First of all, I want to start out by saying I love the pictures of you turning dirt on Instagram. I thought the guy was going to just drive off the road. He was so happy." He goes, "Jimmy, I love you. Thank you so much." And it was just because I saw his Instagram post. So, Bruce, I want to thank you so much for being here today. We only have a couple seconds left. What's your last thought you want to leave with everybody?
My last thought is... My last thought for today is to spend your effort online and off building your personal brand and building your community. Create relationships with people online, which will allow you to reach out to them, let them know what you're doing, show them what's happening. If you want to see what I do, if you simply come to my name, Bruce Turkel, TURKEL.com, there's hundreds of blog posts, there's television appearances, there's all the different things that folks need to see what I do and how I do it. Build those relationships, and they will pay you back over and over and over again.